Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Just waiting for the weather to get a little colder. Then the treadmill will be in full swing. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. What up? Welcome. It's Thursday. Maggie and Perloff hanging out with you for the next couple hours. And you wake up this morning, or maybe you were up late last night, Perloff, I don't know. And boom, we get this scandal sort of falls right into our lap here. Not sure what to do with it. And we're, of course, talking about Ime Udoka, the Boston Celtics head coach, who is now reportedly going to be suspended for a year for having an intimate relationship with a member of the Celtics staff. But beyond that, like, we don't really know anything. Yeah. And it's crazy because everyone's got an opinion about this. And there's a lot of people filling in the gaps when we have no details about this story.
So I woke up and I saw Ime Udoka might face serious penalties for something along the lines of affair. And I thought, oh, okay, 10 games, maybe a fine.
Yeah.
Then it escalated quickly to a season, and that's where we all filled in the gaps. I think, you know, I don't understand. I don't work for HR department. I don't understand how all this works. I know it's bad news, but a year seems out of touch for not only for me, but everybody on our Twitter timeline. So we're left to fill in all these details, and we've been trying all morning. There's just too many details we don't know to explain and put this in perspective.
Exactly. And it's funny because it's kind of a relatable story if you work in an office. You know, you don't have to, I know professional sports is not exactly like your run-of-the-mill sort of like insurance company or whatever. Yeah. It's a little bit different, a little more in the public eye, but it, you know, I think we've all kind of worked at a place where maybe two people ended up dating or maybe even got married, and it's either led to something dramatic or it was handled all by the book. But like, everyone seems to have this kind of story. So in some ways it can be relatable. This is obviously an affair. It's a little bit different, but I think it makes everyone think about their own like industry and their own situation, because you're right. A year felt like a long time. And I'm not trying to apples to oranges this thing or do the whataboutism, but the Celtics are the ones who are responsible for handing out this punishment. The NBA was responsible for handing out the punishment to Robert Sarver, the owner of the Phoenix Suns. And that was allegations of a toxic workplace where he allegedly used racial slurs, was misogynistic. I mean, really bad stuff. And he also was suspended a year. Mm. And it's like, I know that's the NBA and this is the Celtics, but like, how on anyone's like scale of improprieties would a consensual relationship that may be inappropriate but apparently is consensual would equal the same punishment as somebody who has made multiple lives miserable because of a toxic work environment? You know?
Well, I do feel like you said maybe was inappropriate. That's probably a light word. If he was using his position of power to take advantage of a younger person inside the staff, then that's more than just maybe.
But again, speculation.
They
keep using the word consensual, and I feel like that's not an accident.
Because if it was a year, everyone would have assumed, oh, something really criminal happened here.
Right, or quid pro quo, which is a lot of what the Me Too movement was. Like, hey, if you sleep with me, I'll give you a promotion or something like that.
Yeah, there's still a lot more to fill in. And obviously, the timing is weird. So all we have is a Woj report and a Shams report.
Yep.
And the Celtics are supposed to put out, according to Woj, supposed to put out a statement. What's that statement going to say? What could they possibly say in the statement?
Well, be definitive about it. Yeah. Is he getting suspended? Is he getting fired? You know?
And if he is getting suspended or fired, tell us why. Can they tell us why?
Well, you might want to protect. Do you also have to protect the identity of the woman? You know, whoever this is, because people are now going through, you know, the Celtics website and, you know, looking at all the women who are in front office roles and trying to connect the dots between every woman. Like, unfortunately, like, that's not unfortunately, that's awful. It's horrible. And oftentimes these kind of rumors, it stick with women longer than they stick with men. You know, even if it's not true, it can stick with a woman longer than it can stick with a man. So that's a really unfortunate byproduct of this. But I'm also surprised that the Celtics are really leaving him to twist in the wind here. You know, you could have been definitive. Hey, we put out a statement. He is being suspended. This is who's taking over as the interim coach. This is how we're handling it, and we consider the matter closed. Or, hey, we fired him, and this is what's going on. Here are our next steps. Instead, now we have like a half a day, which is a long time in this current landscape, to just let him be out there with no cover whatsoever.
Well, but why do we care about him if he did the right? I can't blame the Celtics. If he screwed over the trust of this team and he's basically going to be gone for a year because of his own fault, it's hard to, I mean, the blame's on him pretty much 100%, right?
Well, then fire him, right? Is he still going to be an employee of your organization once you want to try to do, and they also just make your organization look bad?
Well, yeah, but it's not that easy to fire him like that, like a snap of a finger. I'm sure there's a lot of legal things going on here. They can't just, or maybe they don't want to fire him. Maybe they don't think it's a fireable offense. Doesn't sound like a fireable offense to most of us. It doesn't sound like a fireable offense to me. With the details we have now. So maybe they're sorting it out. I don't know. From a sports standpoint, let's talk about sports here for a second.
Yeah.
The Celtics made the finals last year, and they have a young team. But basketball is a funny sport. I feel like this does not necessarily mean that they're not going to be a contender again. Say they bring in Frank Vogel. I mean, they're right there again, right? Or is this like,
are you going to bring in Frank Vogel for a year?
That's a question. Yeah, maybe.
Really? From all accounts,
if you're Frank Vogel and you have a championship contender sitting there for a year, I might take that deal.
Yeah, but that could be confusing to the players. Like, do you all of a sudden have a coach who's preaching a totally different system or a different philosophy? It seems like they would more likely elevate in an assistant coach to take over, kind of keep things in house. I'm wondering, why wouldn't you just have Brad Stevens, who was coaching this team before he moved to the front office? Why wouldn't Brad Stevens just come down and coach the team?
Well, he probably wants no part of that, because they finally got over the hump when he got kicked upstairs past the conference championship game. I don't know. I think as far as a real impact on sports, he seemed like a really great, young, promising coach. I think the Celtics are going to be fine. I totally get the year thing. Now, this might sound crazy, right, to suspend him for a year, but you want him to be part of your organization. It reminds me a little bit, again, apples and oranges, of the coach. Who's the coach who the Red Sox had? Alex Cora, right, who they clearly wanted.
They fired him, though.
Right, did they bring him back?
And then they brought him back.
But they clearly wanted to keep him.
Yes.
The Celtics probably really like Ime Udoka as a coach and want to keep him. So maybe it's that kind of situation.
Okay,
same city.
I get it. If you really like someone, you want to keep him as a coach, then again, I ask, why are the Celtics silent here? You know, like, where's the statement? Where's the anything? Because you are potentially keeping this guy on your roster or as a part of your coaching staff, but yet you're letting him be out here to twist. Like, he's the one who perpetrated this thing, but at the same time, it's like, you know, not someone, you wouldn't treat someone that way if you really appreciated them, right? Or you still wanted to be on good terms? Because Chris Mannix was reporting that Udoka thought about resigning.
I don't know. In this situation, for what I know, I can't rip the Celtics for any of this. They kind of, you know, listen, you're the head coach, act professional, don't do stuff like this.
Well, and you're also leaving all of your female staffers.
Yeah.
Everyone who is a woman whose name is able to be found on the internet now the speculation is rampant that these women could all be connected to this. And that's unfortunate to do for your franchise as well.
Even if they had fired him today, if they say they came out this morning and fired him, would any of that change? It would have been the same mystery. I mean, it still would have been a really awkward situation for everybody in the organization. And if we don't know the facts, we're still going to be, say they woke up this morning and Celtics fire Ime Udoka.
Yeah.
It would have been like, for what?
Yeah.
And we would have been...
inappropriate relationship with a staffer.
Yeah, we would have been just as wondering what's going on right now. We'd be going through the internet looking, I wouldn't be, but other people would be looking for female staffers. I don't know if it really matters.
Hmm.
At the end of the day, and when is this story going to come out? Are the Celtics going to tell us what happened or not?
I would hope so. Their media day is Monday. I mean, the season is almost here. So I would imagine they would want to get in front of the story before media day, because not that it's going to probably do any, you know, like PR spin, but every single player on the Celtics is now going to get asked about this on Monday.
Yeah, of course.
But they know that.
Yeah, I would not want to have to answer that question.
But that's where Udoka put himself in a bad spot.
Yeah,
because you're really now Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Forget the fact they were already going to have to answer questions about the team maybe wanting to trade for Kevin Durant in the offseason. Mm. Now you've got to answer questions about your head coach and an inappropriate relationship. Bad scene up there.
Would have been a lot better if they had KD. Then they'd be.
Then it would have created a little distraction.
I have a buddy who's a Celtics fan. I said, would you have given up Jaylen Brown for Kevin Durant? And he laughed. He's like, are you kidding me? I would have driven Jaylen Brown to Brooklyn for Kevin Durant. So anyway, you're right. Things could have ended up a lot differently in Boston. Yeah, that Monday media day, oof.
That's going to be something. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Let's go to our buddy Sean in Oregon, who's got a thought on this. Hey, Sean, what's up?
Hey, I think the Boston Celtics front office is not happy right now. And I think they probably would have fired Ime Udoka, but it costs more. So they're going to wait and see how everything reacts, get all the facts. And they probably don't even know who's going to be put in charge. That's why they're not even saying yet.
Mm.
But it'll probably be one of the assistants.
Yeah.
And
Why would it cost more, though, Sean? I mean, I don't know what Ime Udoka's contract looked like, but there are oftentimes, it's not rare, that coaches have clauses that say if you do anything that brings, like, embarrassment to the organization or if you act in a way that's unprofessional, you can be fired with cause. Usually
that's
your contract
true.
Voids.
But do they want to get in the argument with Ime and bring out everybody and this girl, you know, and have a case about that on who's wrong or right? You know what I mean? In this case, you know what I mean? They can say, we're just going to suspend you now and probably suspend it without pay rather than give him anything, right?
I don't know if he's being suspended with pay or without pay. I have no idea, Sean. Those are details we just don't know. Maybe we'll find out. Maybe we won't.
Would like to find out.
We'd like to find out anything.
A lot easier to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very frustrating. And it's funny. I never thought we'd be talking about the Boston Celtics today. It's obviously the middle of the NFL season.
No, we got Brown Steelers tonight. That barn burner.
Yeah, and
I think the weather's supposed to be pretty bad, right?
Yeah, and the funny thing about Ime Udoka, he's an up-and-coming coach, but he's in the Nick Nurse category, where we know he's a good coach, but we don't know anything about him. I know he's with Nia Long.
You got his wife's an actress who everybody loves. If you grew up in a certain age, she was on your TV all the time and movies, and she's beautiful, obviously, and she's sitting courtside during the finals.
Right, but if you ask the casual fan, tell me five things about Ime Udoka.
Well, yeah.
He's not Phil Jackson.
Right.
Not even Doc Rivers.
But he is an up and coming coach.
Right.
I mean, I know it's not super rare, but it doesn't happen often, you know, that you have a rookie head coach that gets a team to the finals.
Yeah. Well, lately though.
Nick Nurse did it, yeah.
And Kerr was, I think, a rookie. And there've been four out of the last five. It's crazy. But anyway, remember we pulled that stat out? Yeah. The thing is, I don't know. Ime Udoka, that's the thing. I have no sense of who he is as a guy. I know he was a player. I know he's assistant for the Nets and the Sixers. But it's hard for me to wrap my head around this, too.
Well,
it would have been a little easier if it was Phil Jackson. Then I could...
then you'd have real
opinions
about this.
We all know. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We all know. I mean, you could write a book on Phil.
Several have been written.
Yeah.
Is Phil riding his bicycle over to this, you know, was it a bicycle for two?
No, I meant you specifically. Maggie Gray could probably write. Because you covered him when he was with that disastrous Knicks thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was at SI then. So it was a little... It was not as much like as when being in New York with Phil Jackson experience.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. there's so many weird coaches and weird executives in all sports. Ime Udoka was not one I thought was. He seems like a great, promising young coach. So I cannot wait to find out more details. I need more, Maggie.
I know. You could have given me 100 guesses. Would not have figured this was going to be the scandal that the Boston Celtics were going to be facing this morning. So very interesting. It's obviously salacious, too, which is another reason why it's getting a lot of attention. I mean, what's going on with guys lately? We got the Adam Levine thing going on. We got Udoka, like gossip pages. Yeah.
The Adam Levine's a lot more fun because we have actual embarrassing texts.
Those
from
texts
a middle-aged
are really
man.
Embarrassing. Why is he texting that stuff?
Yeah, I don't know.
Good musician, terrible texter.
If you're creative enough to write a song, you think you'd be creative enough not to fall into those old, corny lines.
Yeah, it's just like, gotta see your booty. Like, yeah. What? What year is it?
Yeah, if you're going to DM a supermodel or an Instagram influencer, you gotta at least not, like, wallow in cliches like Adam Levine.
Well, I think it goes to show he's rich, he's famous, he's Adam Levine. It really doesn't matter what he says.
Yeah. I don't even know why he had to send so many notes. He should have just said, I'm Adam Levine.
Yeah, just a simple you up is probably enough.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're really trying to take advantage of your celebrity in that way. I was surprised. A lot of bad texts and a big paper trail.
Yeah.
You know better. I mean, it's the year 2022. We have people who are still getting caught with the DMs and text messages.
And don't forget the old like that tweet of Doc Rivers.
Just coming off a weekend where Doc Rivers was liking tweets of some pretty outrageous stuff. Thinking maybe nobody
could
see it.
He was hacked, Maggie. He was hacked. Yeah. That's what the Sixers said.
Likely story. That's what I would say, too, by the way. If I ever end up having some weird things come up, I'm 100% saying I'm getting hacked. I'm just telling you.
That's it. Step number one is I'm getting hacked. Even if good stuff comes up, if my name is right, I was hacked. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's like charitable donation. Not me, guys. Yeah, I don't think you have to defend that one. So you got Doc Rivers. You've got Ime Udoka, Adam Levine.
Oh, charitable. Oh, was that a Brett Favre thing?
Well, Favre, that's a whole other thing. I mean, that was a long time ago with Jen Sturger, but you got Favre, who's obviously in the middle of a scandal, is getting skewered from every coast and every corner of the country, and absolutely should. What he was doing was beyond reprehensible. If this is true that he was taking money from a Mississippi welfare fund, I mean, come on. That's a totally different thing. Yeah. All right. You want to weigh in? You're ready. You're willing. You're ready to do it.
Yeah.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. We got a really big show coming up in just a little bit. Ryan Leaf is going to join us in studio.
Our good buddy.
We're going to talk college football with him. We're going to talk NFL with Ryan. That's going to be awesome. Stick around. Coming up next, the Steelers and Browns play on Thursday Night Football tonight, and the infighting has already started in Cleveland. Who is pointing fingers? We will get to that in just a moment. You're listening and watching Maggie and Perloff, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, Sirius XM Channel 158, and the free Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So tonight, we have the Browns and the Steelers. If you go to my Twitter feed, Maggie, at Andrew Perloff.
Okay. Should I do it right now? Right now, on the air? Okay.
Do it right now.
All right. Hang on.
I can't remember if I have something else pinned. I was retweeting the second to last important play of the Jets-Browns. So Corey Davis breaks off for the Jets for a long touchdown.
Right.
No one has explained to me why the Browns defensive backs are jogging. Why the ball's in midair, 10 yards ahead of them. They just give up on the play and say, you know what? Score. It's fine. We don't care. It's the most bizarre letdown. I feel it's undercovered. The fact that it really, really looked like this team was giving up in the last minute of the game.
Okay, so it is at your Twitter feed. There's about a minute and 20 seconds left here. And the score was 30-17.
30-17 Cleveland. They just scored on a Nick Chubb touchdown.
Right. So I think that they probably looked at the scoreboard and looked at the time left and thought, we got this. Our defense, you know, just gave up a touchdown, but maybe we'll respond with another score. We've been able to run on the Jets a little bit today. So I just think nobody was all that concerned. But I'll tell you what, there has been some major finger pointing when it comes to the Browns and their secondary and their defense. So let's hear a little bit of it. This was from earlier this week a little bit. But first it was Denzel Ward, who was saying that, definitely some blown coverage on that play, but it wasn't my fault.
Yeah, it was just another miscommunication, similar to how we had in the first game. So it's just, guys, we all got to get on the same page. It was just a blown coverage, and we let a guy run free. Like you said, people don't know the play call. People don't know what coverage we're in. And, we let a guy run free. So it's not on no other person or – But like I said, I'll take blame for it or whatever, because, I mean, we're not all on the same page, so we just got to do better at that and correct those mistakes.
So that was Denzel Ward, and trying to be diplomatic about it, at one point he did say it wasn't my coverage, but I'll take the blame for it. It wasn't my assignment, but I'll take the blame for it. Here's Grant Delpit, who was also back there and was also partially responsible for this, and here's what he had to say.
Yeah, Grant, can you tell us what exactly happened coverage-wise on that 66-yard touchdown at the end of the fourth quarter?
Communication error.
How does that happen? Like what does that mean, a communication? Did y'all have two different coverages you were playing simultaneously? Like, what do you mean when you say that?
Yeah, it was a two call play, and depending on formation we play, either call. So communication error. I'm not gonna play the blame game with my teammates, so I'm just leaving that. It's a communication error.
Okay, so there's two ways you can look at this, right? You can look at the fact that the secondary realizes that they completely screwed up in the last 2 minutes of that game, right? And either they can't wait to get back on the field in just 4 days' time and try to, you know, take it out on their next opponent or show that they actually have better communication, or 4 days was not nearly enough time to fix the kind of communication issues that they have, and this could end up being another, you know, bad scene for them tonight.
Yeah, I can't believe Grant Delpit's they're putting him on the field. I mean, you saw the play on my Twitter feed. Of course,
yes,
you can't hear other way.
At Andrew Perloff.
I mean, he's got to be benched. There's just no other way. And it happened in Carolina, too, where late in the game, the one thing they couldn't do was let the Panthers get a long pass. he has
but
to be.
But they won that game off the skin of their teeth with a 58-yard field goal kicked by a rookie.
The safety's poor play let the Panthers back in. They need to bench that guy. I know he's coming off an Achilles heel, and I don't want to – I've never studied, looked at the all 22 of the Browns tape. There's just – I can't believe he's still on the field. If he screws up tonight, they have to bury him at the end of the bench.
Listen, the funny thing about the Browns was, of course, when the Deshaun Watson suspension comes down, then you're wondering, okay, they didn't make a big trade. They didn't bring Jimmy G. They were going to roll with Jacoby Brissett for 11 games. But can they hold the fort? And I think a lot of people, and myself included, thought, well, if the defense leads the way here. The run game, of course, with Chubb and Kareem Hunt, but also with the defense. Like, can they be good enough to keep the team in games? And maybe that's the prayer that the Browns have of being able to be competing for the division, you know, once Deshaun Watson gets, allowed back on the field.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, the defense was just okay last year, and that same defense. So they'd have to be really elite to hold. Because the offense, even when Nick Chubb plays well, explain to me, Nick Chubb can have this great game, mm-hmm. and it doesn't impact the win. It happens again and again and again. I don't understand it. If you can run in the NFL, you should be able to win every game. They just do really dumb things, and I don't see it getting any better. I don't even see it getting any better with Deshaun Watson. I think that kind of loss. Yeah,
think this is going to linger?
Linger? I think they're a bad team. I think they're to their core either poorly coached or poorly executed. Yeah, I think someone sent me the Panthers clip that Robbie Anderson just runs by a lollygagging Grant Delpit.
Yeah,
I just think that. They just don't seem like they're ever to act together. Even in week one, they should have killed the Panthers, and they found a way to get in. So, I don't know. Do you feel differently that they could come in? The division is weak, but this Browns team seems uninspired.
Well, I think that reflects poorly on a lot of people, and I think it would reflect really poorly on Kevin Stefanski, who's somebody who already won Coach of the Year. I think people believe that, you know, he's a guy who is one of the bright coaches in this league. But if this team is going to underperform, you can't just blame it all on Jacoby Brissett, right? And none of this, could be blamed on Jacoby Brissett.
No one's blaming Jacoby Brissett. It's a defense.
I know, but doesn't that also fall on Stefanski?
Yeah, no, Stefanski.
Even though I know he's an offensive coach, but still, he's the head coach.
So it was bizarre. Stefanski, right after the game, said, I told the defense, do not let anyone get over the top. And they didn't wait 3 seconds till they let the guy run right by him. I mean, it's such an unforgivable excuse in that the one thing you have to do as a defense is not let anyone run past you and get a bomb. And that's the one thing they did. And even the last play, the Garrett Wilson touchdown, the one thing they had to do was protect the goal line. And Grant Delpit's lined up 14 yards deep in the goal. It's so bizarre. I don't know. I'm very curious about tonight. They better respond. If they don't, I could see the wheels falling off here. And say that they
are... Lost season.
Say they are 2-6 or something. Do you think that they would look at Stefanski and say, I don't know if this is the coach long-term for Deshaun Watson?
Well, I mean, it's the Browns. They go through coaches like tissues.
Great
so
point.
I have no idea. But the other part is, Deshaun Watson, let's take the deplorable stuff that he's accused of doing, and we'll put that aside for a second if that's at all possible. But when he was deciding whether or not he wanted to, whatever team, because they were all lining up, a lot of them were lining up to take the same type of hits that the Browns are taking right now, for signing him, and there were lots of teams that wanted him to play. He is talent-wise, is one of the most talented quarterbacks in the league.
Definitely.
So the question was always, why did he pick the Browns if they weren't closer to being a contender? Okay, maybe the $230 million contracts, you're going to look at me like I'm crazy, but I think those other teams would have given him something pretty close to that.
Well,
I think he had his pick.
I don't know. That $230 seemed over the top. They seemed like they paid a premium to get him there. But look at the other teams, too. Atlanta, not
rebuild.
Good. Carolina.
I don't know. You love the Panthers. You think they have dudes on defense?
If Cleveland hadn't fallen asleep on defense, they would have won that game by 2 touchdowns in week one. No, they're 0-2. They just lost to the Giants.
Yeah.
And my point is they're pretty bad.
Yeah.
So the Eagles, Deshaun didn't want to go to Philadelphia, so that was out.
Miami.
Yeah, but Miami was, did they full out make an offer? Do we know that?
Well, we know that he met with Stephen Ross.
Yeah. Oh, right. Midseason last year.
He wanted them to settle all of the civil lawsuits, and Deshaun wanted to fight them and then ultimately ended up settling anyway.
I'm sure Deshaun wanted to go to Miami, but I don't think that was on the table this offseason. If it was, he had to go there. That one makes sense. That would have been great. But Cleveland, I think that there was a lot of bad. New Orleans was in the mix, weren't they? Looking at Deshaun as well. So, Cleveland makes sense. Yeah, but that doesn't mean, listen, this organization, look at the history. You can't ignore it.
I know. It's a terrible history. I get it. And a Browns fan would be the first one to tell you that. I'm just saying we can't now say, oh, my gosh, the Browns stink. They're such a bad team. We should have known it all along. Because that's not what we were saying when Deshaun picked them.
Well,
you know, we were looking at Myles Garrett. We're looking at Denzel Ward. And we're looking at the defense and saying this is a good – this is a good defense. I don't know if they're elite, if they're great, but they have good pieces there. We were looking at some of the offensive weapons. We're looking at the run game and saying, like, this is a team that can contend if they have Deshaun Watson. People were talking about, could they contend for the Super Bowl? So I don't want to all of a sudden now say, like, well, they were kind of a crappy team anyway. That's not the narrative.
Next year they could contend for the Super Bowl. Not this year. I'm really evaluating, can they do anything special in these 11 games before Deshaun gets back? And
listen,
I just don't see it happening.
They were a minute and a half away from being 2-0,
which
gives you a nice little cushion.
Against the Jets and the Panthers.
I know, but forget who you're playing.
They lost
I'm just
to
saying
the
with
worst,
your record.
They just lost to the worst team in the league. You can't forget who they're playing.
No, I get it, but you would have been you were a minute and 20 seconds away from being 2-0 with Jacoby Brissett, which gives you a safety net.
Yeah, and they're playing Pittsburgh's probably a bottom five, bottom 10 team too.
Right.
So, yeah, it was special.
And it's home. That's a winnable game.
Yeah, no, you're right. They could accumulate some wins, but I don't know. I just feel like there's something wrong with this team. And I don't think that's a hot take either. Yeah,
it might be an understatement. I mean, I don't think anyone understands what plays getting called back there. That's something you really got to clean up, and you didn't have a lot of time to do it, considering it's a short week they're playing tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I got a sense by listening to all the quotes of the coach, like, there's no cleaning up these safeties. Like, they just stink.
They just are bad. Huh?
I mean, Delpit's coming off an injury, and he's still rusty probably, but you look at the play. It's just unbelievable. You can never imagine a winning NFL team doing a play like that. It's just never happened. They're just dogging it in the most important part of the game.
I mean, that's the most, egregious part, you know, just thinking you have the win in the bag and not playing through the final whistle. Like, that, as an NFL team, even if you're up 30-17 and it's Joe Flacco on the other side, like, you cannot lose that game. And
that being said, they're probably going to win tonight, and this whole narrative will be completely changed. They have every reason to be confident against the Steelers. The Steelers' offense has been terrible.
I don't know. If Joe Flacco can beat you, Mitchell Trubisky can definitely beat you.
Joe Flacco looked amazing last week.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem. Joe Flacco is not amazing anymore, and he looked amazing in those last 2 minutes. Like, that's unfathomable if you're the
Browns. I don't know. I might take Joe Flacco over Trubisky right now. We'll see how Trubisky does tonight.
Man, that's a race to the bottom. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. All right, coming up, of course, we'll take your phone calls, Browns Steelers tonight. We will make picks on that game a little bit later on in the show. We've got some injury updates for you from around the NFL as well. Don't move. Maggie and Perloff, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. Time for a CBS Sports update. Here's Rich Ackerman.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Maggie and Perloff, turn into a busy day. Do we reveal what happened with our guest?
Oh, yes. By the way, He's not the only one. I've got...
Oh, I've done this before, too. Everyone's done this.
So Ryan Leaf was coming in studio later in the show, and he got caught in classic New York City traffic.
Yes.
So I guess there's something with the president or the mayor.
The UN is here.
The UN. My wife just texted me and said, I can't drive my daughter to swimming because the roads are all shut off, which is right where Ryan is. I feel terrible now.
Okay, so he tried to troubleshoot... jump on a New York City subway, which is always an adventure, whether it's the UN is in town or not, is always a fun, and he went the wrong way.
Yes, so, I've done that so many times, and I've lived here a long time.
Yeah, I've done it too. I've also fallen asleep or just zoned out and missed my stop.
Yep.
I've ended up far away. I mean, luckily he was on a local train and not an express, and he's turned around. He's going to be here soon. That's a welcome to New York moment.
Yeah.
So he's on the subway going the wrong way. We've all done it.
There's a where sometimes the subway, if you get deeper into the boroughs, actually comes out of the ground and it's
above
air.
That's when you know you're screwed.
That's when you know when you see, wait, I'm supposed to be going from 14th Street to 42nd Street and I see daylight. That is when you are in big trouble.
Or I see grass. grass.
Where am I?
Yeah, trees.
Canarsie. Uh-oh. You're in Canarsie, son. Yeah, no, that's not a good feeling.
Yeah, that's when you got to get on and do an about face and come on back. So, you know what? Ryan Leaf is worth the wait. We're going to talk college with him. We're going to talk NFL. And now we're going to play a little game we like to call Do You Believe It, Perloff? And this is a multi-sport Do You Believe It. But we'll start with the quarterback for the Chicago Bears, Justin Fields. Now, this was Fields a couple days ago talking about how the Bears crowd you know, he took issue with them booing.
It hurts more in the locker room than the Bears fans. I mean, because at the end of the day, they're not putting in any work. I see the guys in the locker room every day. I see how much work they put in.
Yeah, can't do it. Can't do it. Fans are paying to come to see you. And the funny thing is, I don't know if he would have said that about the Ohio State fans. You know, he knows what it's like to have a rabid fan base.
Yeah, because they lost one game the entire time he was there. Fans did nothing but celebrate him. This is a much different situation.
Yeah, so Justin Fields tried to walk it back yesterday.
I should have did a better job explaining what I meant by that. But what I meant by that was I'm talking about work, you know, regarding the game on Sunday, winning the game. You know, I don't know any fans. I don't know what they're doing in their personal lives. And I respect every fan that we have. I'm, you know, glad that we have fans. So, you know, I would never disrespect, you know, anybody on what they do or what they love to do.
Mediocre.
By the way,
some fans are actually trying to help their team win on the field. The Denver Broncos fans actually have to count down the play clock for Russell Wilson. Those fans
because their own coach doesn't know.
There's basically 75,000 assistant coaches in Denver, so I don't know if what Justin Fields says is accurate. But that was the worst. I didn't like that fake apology at all. It's like, I'm not talking about this. I love the fans, but the fans don't do any work to win. Like, the same thing you said last time.
Yeah. Also, that's what you hope a home field advantage is, not just counting down the play clock to help Nathaniel Hackett, but in Denver, but also, like, getting loud when your opponent's got a third and short, you know? Make some noise. Maybe try to, you know, draw someone offside.
Okay, but let's be realistic here. If you're a Bears fan, are you cheering Justin Fields or anything you're seeing on the field offensively?
I still feel bad for the guy. I feel like he's being set up to fail here.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't surround him with any kind of meaningful weapons. You don't know where the new general manager and head coach actually think about him. He was drafted by a different regime. I still don't feel like he's getting a fair shake.
Yeah, I don't.
But that apology didn't help.
Yeah, I don't
know. Just stop with I respect the fans, period.
If it's intentional, but it doesn't feel like they ever want to pass the ball, ever, under any circumstance, no matter what you do. It worked week one, and they actually beat San Francisco. It's funny, we're going to look back at the schedule someday and say, wait, the Bears beat the Niners? And they didn't pass out, so who knows? Maybe they'll cobble together some wins. But that was Justin Fields has got to work on his apology now. Just don't do another apology, because when you're two apologies in, you're never going to make any headway.
No. I remember a very special day once being a Mets fan where they put out 5 statements in one day.
Oh,
that was like
too
many statements, guys. Everyone just get on the same page here. Like, and once you're into 3 statements,
no, just give up.
Too many. Okay. Our next Do You Believe It comes from one of Perloff's old friends, Ben Simmons. Former 76er was doing an interview with J.J. Redick on J.J.'s podcast and was talking about his love for the fans in Philadelphia.
Philly is obviously a sports city, and my experience playing there was incredible.
Like, for the most part, it was incredible. I had a great time. Like, the fans are unbelievable. Yeah, it's just unique. Like, even being in Brooklyn now, it's completely different. Like, this is a different experience for me. And you know, I value just that time I did spend in Philly because, you know, I was able to learn and grow in that city. And I got friends for life there. I got my brother lives there. Like, I got family there. So, yeah, Philly's great. I think people have, like, a thought that I think that I hate it.
Actually, I totally believe that because Philly did celebrate Ben Simmons for a long time. There are many good years of Ben Simmons. The other thing, too, is I think maybe he experienced, you go from rabid fans, some who hate him, to no fans who care at all in Brooklyn. So that can't be fun as a basketball player.
Well, is it better to be booed or ignored? I mean, I don't know. Ben Simmons doesn't feel like he handles either one pretty well.
I think Philadelphia sounds a lot more fun than Brooklyn. I think playing in Brooklyn seems pretty miserable. It's just like it's a mercenary team with no natural fan base. I think Philly, yes. No, they booed him.
You've got your Kelly Green colored glasses on here. Just like New York, maybe not Brooklyn, but just like New York, is notoriously one of the toughest places to
play. Very tough. They boo a lot.
The fans turned on Ben Simmons. And it's not that they didn't have a reason to. I mean, he messed up in a really crucial moment in a playoff game. So he was the one who had to wear it. His coach didn't come out to protect him in the post-game press conference. I'm going back now 2 years. And the fans turned on him. Like, I don't believe this for a second. I think he was trying to say something nice. He gave the platitudes there. I don't think that he misses Philly for one half a minute.
Oh, you don't think that he goes back and hangs out with friends there? I bet you he loves Philly. I bet you he's there all the time. I get the sense that he said his brother was there. I'll bet you.
Okay.
I bet you he socializes in Philadelphia.
I mean,
I bet you he made
in
a lot
Philly.
Of fun.
He could go to Philly, sure. Visit the Liberty Bell. I don't care.
Yeah, he mentioned he still has a house there and property there.
Okay,
yeah,
no. Great. But like going on vacation to Philly or hanging in Philly, I'm talking about playing in Philly with those fans. I don't believe that he misses them at all.
That could be true. Okay, I thought he was talking more about Philadelphia as a whole.
No, Philadelphia, the city, but is fine. Have a cheesesteak. That's not what we're talking about.
I bet you
about.
He likes walking around the streets of Philadelphia. I bet you he still gets a lot of love. I think he's fine. Yeah. By the way, he turned on the game of basketball long before the Philadelphia fans turned on him. It wasn't one missed shot.
Yeah.
He just all of a sudden forgot how to shoot, and he never developed his three. There was a lot wrong with his game. But I don't know. I can sort of buy this because that's going to be the place where he came in. You know, it's like your first. You know?
Yeah.
It's where he became an NBA player, where he became an all-star. So I think there is some genuine nostalgia there. Maybe am I being totally dumb here?
Not dumb. You're certainly not dumb. I think you're buying what he's selling here, and I think he's selling it.
Getting cursed out and booed for 12 hours or 3 hours a night compared to what's going on in Brooklyn with the Kyrie Irving mess, with the KD mess, I think he can not possibly enjoy this team. Is there anything to enjoy about the Brooklyn Nets?
I don't know. I mean, he's just part of the drama. Like, he's adding to it, you know? He hasn't even put on a uniform
yet.
Yeah,
he's not adding to it because he's not playing.
He's not playing. some other interesting nuggets from that interview. We'll get to that a little bit later. Our next Do You Believe It comes from former Saints head coach Sean Payton, who was talking about whether or not he's already looking to get back in the broadcast booth. On the sidelines.
Do you already know right now that you want to coach in 2023?
That's a good question. I would say this. I really enjoy what I'm doing right now, and more maybe than I thought. If the right situation presented itself, I would definitely be interested in. And there's no utopia, if you will, when it comes to teams. But you know, if I felt like it was the right situation, I would have an interest in that.
And that is courtesy of the New Orleans Football Podcast. Maybe he is enjoying the broadcasting a little bit more than he expected to, but I believe that Sean Payton is going to be a head coach and named to his next team, I don't know, January 30th or so, before the Super Bowl.
I hear what you're saying, but there have been a lot of guys who you thought would be short-term in the booth, and then they just stayed because they loved it. You know, Jimmy Johnson, it was weird that he never went back to coaching. He stayed there forever. I think that it is tempting. I'm sure that the lifestyle of broadcasting is very tempting to him. I get it. You know, if I was him and I was at Fox, it's super cushy. Your schedule's awesome. As a lifetime football coach, maybe he falls in love with that sort of day-to-day. Because coaching's tough.
No, we know it's really tough. But for every, like, Jimmy Johnson or Bill Cowher who never went back, you have the John Gruden who did come back, and I know there was an attachment.
He stayed forever in broadcasting. He stayed until finally a decade.
Someone threw him $100 million in a 10-year deal in the Raiders. That turned out to be a bust. Sorry, Stu. But, you know, if someone's going to pay Sean Payton a lot.
Yeah, true. But I think, you know, Fox probably pays him a good amount, too. I think there
is. You think he's getting that Brady money? Doubt it.
I think it's a real temptation to stay in TV. And we've seen him before. Guys are like, this is awesome. What am I doing? Because I think coaching, you have to stay up and game plan. Oh, God. And stay up until 2 o'clock reading reports
from his tape. Or if you're Dan Campbell, you can just like throw back a couple and, you know,
and also,
watch Monday Night Football.
Sean Payton has the double assignment. He's got to watch whatever's going on in Dallas. And there often are negative things going on in Dallas. He's got to evaluate, wait, do I want to take this over? And that seems to be a week-to-week proposition.
I'm telling you, I don't think the Cowboys are going to be the only team in on this.
Oh, I know, Sean, yeah, but you mean on Sean Payton?
Oh, yeah.
But if the team he wants is Dallas, he might say this is not the perfect situation. Like, the team's not good enough. Because the other teams are looking at him, or what, Arizona? I don't know.
Coaches Carolina.
Yeah.
Carolina already broke the bank for one. They broke the bank for a coach that was unproven on the NFL level. Imagine what they'd do for Sean Payton.
Yeah, but going to working 17 weeks a year, going to L.A. every week compared to coaching in Charlotte, I don't know.
Well, he said he wanted someplace warm. Charlotte would certainly, you know, it's warm most of the year. You could go to Indy. It's not warm all the time, but you play in a dome, so that helps.
Come on. The Panther job, really? That's the most tempting thing you could... That's the best you can offer me?
Well, I'm just trying to think of who else is on the hot seat right now. This is who we know, and it's only week three.
Well, that's my point. Like, they're not always ideal situations that are open. It's not... Like, the Cowboys, the Dolphins would have been nice, but it looks like Mike McDaniel...
Yeah, it looks like Mike McDaniel actually knows what the hell he's doing.
Yeah, I look at all the warm weather. The Chargers, I mean, can Brandon Staley really blow it this year? He can't, Kenny. He can't.
That'd be interesting, though. Sean Payton with Justin Herbert.
See, L.A., that... Now you're talking about Carolina, I don't know.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Coming up, one historical race has made Perloff and I reassess everything that we've known to be true. We'll explain what we mean next. Don't move. More Maggie and Perloff straight ahead.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!